our 10-episode program, we're going to recount the memories of people during the Islamic Revolution in Iran. We'll also review the headlines of newspapers at the time. So please join us.
In this program, we're going to review some articles and headlines from two major Iranian dailies, Etalaat and Kayhan, regarding the popular uprising against the Shah regime in Iran from January 15th to February 12th, 1979. The Shah has left. At 11:45 a.m. today, the Shah, along with Queen Farah, arrived at Mehrabad Airport and immediately took part at a press conference attended by Iranian and foreign reporters. Since this morning, the airport has been under tight siege of the royal guards. According to news reaching Etalaat through a telephone call from the airport, the Shah left on board a military plane at noon. Egypt is waiting for the Shah today. Aswan Reuters. Official Egyptian sources announced that Iranian Shah is expected to arrive in Aswan today to hold talks with Anwar Sadat. These sources could not say how long the Shah will stay in Aswan, southern Egypt. Sadat's spokesman underlined that the Shah's meeting with Sadat is certain, but its exact time has not yet been set. Today's revolutionary orders of Imam Khomeini. In part of the message we read, this year's Arbaeen, the 40th day after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, is exceptional and unique. It is our religious and national duty to hold massive demonstrations on Arbaeen. The great nation of Iran will bury the regime with its glorious demonstrations and will announce its opposition to the illegal royal council. It will also once again voice its backing for the Islamic Republic. Elsewhere in the message, we read, according to news, the agents of the Shah regime are loading the wheat, stockpiled in silos and warehouses, into trucks in order to create pseudo-famine. The people's certain duty in Tehran and other cities is to seriously prevent this from happening. Yesterday's demonstrations in town and cities were peaceful. The people greeted the soldiers and showered them with flowers.
In our program, what we call the memories of people during the great Islamic Revolution in Iran. Ali writes us and says, the man's name was Shamsullah, but everyone called him Uncle. He worked as the gardener in Mr. Raisi's house. Mr. Raisi's house was the nicest, largest, most elegant house in our neighborhood. It had a large swimming pool, tall cypress trees, and a beautiful garden that Uncle attended to. The popular uprising was reaching its prime. And one day, I remember that the demonstrators had clashed with the police guards. Some had escaped from the police and had run away to our street. Uncle had pulled out the water hose and was giving water to the thirsty, beaten up people. Right then, Raisi's car pulled up. He was mad. He was extremely angry. He pulled his head out of the window and said, what are you doing, Uncle? What is this? Is my house now a base for anti-government demonstrators now? And then he looked at the silent crowd around him. Nervously, he smiled and said, Uncle, you're kind to everyone except us. Now open the door. The next day, we heard the news of Shah leaving the country. We were all happy. People were celebrating in the streets. And in front of Raisi's house, I saw an amazing sight. Uncle had brought out all his flower pots and was giving them away to people for free. He also had a black eye. I walked up to him and said, "Uncle, what happened?" He said, "Son, don't you know the Shah has left?" I said, "Yeah, I know, but what about your eyes?" He said, "Oh, don't worry. It was the works of a cruel man." He meant Mr. Raisi. He said, "As soon as I give away these flowers, I'm going back to my home. I'm going back there to be with my family again. I'm not going to be a servant to anyone anymore." He said, "I'm going to go back and work there as a farmer and support my family. The country is now free. I am free."